All right, ready to dive into something special. We're heading to Italy, but not just any Italy. Today, it's Matera.
And not just the usual pizza and pasta highlights reel, ready?
No way. We've got some really intriguing stuff. Got a travel blog here, some website thing, all about Matera. They call it a timeless treasure, which honestly, that's intriguing.
But definitely not your average tourist trap, that's for sure.
Okay, so first up, got to talk about the Sassy.
Yeah, the Sassy. No, those are something else.
It's like cave dwellings, but people actually live there.
Live there, thriving there for like, are you ready for this? 9,000 years.
Wait, 9,000 years? Seriously?
No joke. Since like the dawn of civilization, people have been making those caves home. I mean, talk about timeless, right?
That's insane. Imagine like carving your house out of a rock with, what, a chisel?
And now you can find like boutique hotels, art galleries, all tucked inside these ancient caves. That's Matera for you.
Talk about an upgrade. So it's not just like a historical site. It's a living, breathing city.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But even beyond the Sassy, there's so much more to it.
Yeah, the Matera Cathedral caught my eye. Perched right up on the edge, overlooking everything.
Isn't it something? Built back in the 13th century, Romanesque style, all those frescoes.
It's got amazing views, right? Like you can see the whole city from there.
Oh, guaranteed. You're looking out on literally thousands of years of history. And speaking of history, there's this museum, the Museo Nacional d'Arte Medievale e Moderna della Basilicata.
Ooh, try saying that 5 times fast. So what's at this museum? More caves?
Well, think of it like this. You've got your medieval art, right? Sculptures, paintings, all that. But then, boom, right alongside it, modern art shows how the artistic spirit of Matera just keeps evolving.
So it's like a conversation between the past and the present. That's pretty cool.
It really is. You start to see how connected everything is in Matera, you know?
Okay, but all this history talk is making me hungry. What about the food? Any culinary treasures hidden in those caves?
Get ready for some serious flavor. Ever heard of crapiata?
Crapiata. Sounds interesting. What is it?
It's like this hearty soup made with legumes, grains, all local stuff, been feeding people in Matera for generations. And of course, you can't forget the bread.
Oh, Italian bread. Don't even get me started.
This is next level. Pane di Matera, they call it. Got its own special protected status and everything.
Okay, now you're just making me hungry.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned those ingredients, and it makes you think about, like, the history of food in Matera. All those local ingredients grown for centuries.
Oh, totally. They've been working that land, perfecting those flavors for longer than most places have even existed, you know?
It's amazing. Okay, so besides eating our way through Matera, which I'm still down for, by the way, what about this Mergia Matarana Park?
Ah, now that's something you gotta see to believe. Picture this, all right? You're standing on the edge of this huge ravine.
Okay, huge ravine, I'm picturing it.
And on one side, you've got Matera rising up out of the earth, but then on the other side, total wilderness, like untouched nature, caves hidden everywhere.
So you can actually go in these caves, like explore them.
Oh yeah, some of them are like ancient cave dwellings. You can just feel the history in there. And get this, there are even rock churches built right into the cliffs.
Rock churches built into the cliffs.
Okay, Matera is officially blowing my mind right now. What else is there?
And the views, let me tell you, from up there, you can see forever. It's like this whole other side of Matera, you know, wild and untamed.
It's making me think about those ancient people living in the caves. Did they see the same views we see today? It's like this connection across time or something.
Right. It makes you think. Okay, now speaking of connections across time, have you heard about Casa Noja?
Casa Noja, I think so. That was in the website thing, right? Something about a multimedia journey. Yeah, this isn't your grandma's museum. Well, actually, maybe it is, depending on your grandma. But it's like they use all this technology to bring the history of the Sassy to life.
So it's not just like looking at old stuff in glass cases.
No way. They've got projections, soundscapes, the whole deal. You actually feel like you're stepping back in time. There's this one part really got to me. They tell the story of this shepherd family who lived in the Sassy for generations.
Oh, wow. That would be powerful to hear their story in that place.
It's really something, and it just shows how Matera keeps finding new ways to connect people to its history.
So we've got caves, we've got nature, we've got time travel museums, anything else we're missing?
Well, we can't forget about the artisans. Matera is like a hub for traditional crafts.
Oh, right. The website mentioned something about ceramics, right?
Mm-hmm.
And textiles.
Yeah, and woodwork. These people are true masters. Some of the techniques they use, they've been passed down for generations. It's incredible.
Okay, now I'm imagining myself wandering through these little workshops, hidden away in those ancient streets, finding all kinds of unique treasures.
Oh, you'll definitely find some treasures, that's for sure. It's like stepping into a time capsule. You can feel the history in every piece.
It's like a tangible connection to Matera's artistic legacy, you know, not just something you read about in a book.
Exactly. And speaking of experiencing Matera's living heritage, did your research mention the festivals?
Oh, yeah. So that's actually what got me really excited about this whole deep dive, is picturing like parades, music, dancing in the streets.
Oh, they definitely know how to celebrate in Matera. You've got your traditional religious festivals like the Festa della Bruna.
Festa della Bruna. Okay, I'm writing that down.
It's this whole big procession with a statue of the Madonna della Bruna, music, fireworks, the works.
Wow, sounds amazing. And they have other kinds of festivals too, right? Not just religious ones.
Oh, absolutely. They've got everything from film festivals to food festivals to art exhibitions. Matera really comes alive during festival season. It's the best way to experience the city's energy.
You know, I bet even without the festivals, Matera at night is something special.
Oh, you better believe it. Magical, even. The travel blog, it had these pictures.
Oh, I think I saw those with the Sassi all lit up.
Yeah, exactly. Like the way the light plays on the old stone, it's like stepping back in time. Truly breathtaking.
I can only imagine. You know, it's funny. We've been talking about Matera this whole time, and it really does feel like more than just a place on a map.
Right. It's an experience.
Totally. Like we've covered so much the history, the art, the food, even the feel of the place. And somehow it all connects, you know?
It's that thread through time, I think, from those first cave dwellers to now. It all comes together in Matera. And honestly, I think that's what makes it so special.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So for anyone listening, thinking about their next adventure,
Matera deserves a spot on the list.
Big time. It's one of those places you just have to experience for yourself.
Exactly.
Until then,
we'll catch you on the flip side with another deep dive.
As a listener or a viewer, you can now get an instantly downloadable copy of any of the immersive Italian travel guidebooks at 50% off the normal price at theinnersecrets.com. Look for the menu item on the homepage, Viewers and Listeners Shop. Thank you for listening today.